Get ready to sit back, relax, and open your mind. Welcome to Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to this edition of Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. I am Chris Jordan, your host, and with me today is my good friend from Houston, Texas, Billy Dorsey, from the Broken Wings Project. How have you been doing, Billy?
I have been doing well. Been doing well, Chris. How about yourself?
Been doing okay. And, you know, you have some amazing news. I want you to take the first couple minutes and kind of drop to our audience. You're getting ready to go to India for a concert with stuff. Go ahead and promote that. Let them know what it's all about. Because you do amazing and great things. And that's a lot of what this episode is about. So go ahead and take it away, Billy. Plug.
I appreciate that. Yeah, definitely plug. I'm one of the co-creators of a project called Your Word Project. I created it in partnership with United Bible Societies based in London. They're the world's largest translator, distributor, and publisher of the Bible. Started that project a couple of years ago, and it started with me writing a worship song called Your Word, partnering with them, and then having, at that point, 11 of the most famous singers in different countries around the world to record it in their languages. And it went from that to all those being released and doing well around the world chart wise to us doing a tour where we're traveling to all of those different countries and doing concerts. And the thought behind it is the proceeds that are generated from the sales of the songs and the merchandise and the events that we do where people buy tickets to come to the concerts fund Bible translations in each of these countries around the world. So I actually have a flight all night Saturday and most of the day Saturday to New Delhi, India. I'll be doing a Your Word Project concert there on October 21st. And I'm really excited about that. So I'll be doing, TV interviews and radio interviews and newspaper interviews. We're having a press conference there on, I think, the 17th. And then getting ready for the big concert. And they're streaming it live over Indian television to potentially more than a billion people, which is incredible.
Is there anywhere here in the States, any kind of link where people can go to check that out and see the concert and see the collaboration from across the world there?
Yeah, absolutely. Last year I did a concert in the Philippines and earlier this year in Italy, same organization, same process. And they live streamed them via Digital Bible. It's a Facebook page for the United Bible Societies on Facebook. It has maybe 10 million fans or likes. And then also through yourwordproject.com, which is the website for the entire project. People can go there, and we actually will be live streaming it from Facebook directly to the page where people can tune in and stream it.
Great. And that's just it. It's about being on top of social media. It's about being on top of new media platforms, and ways to get things out there to people whenever it does come to promoting things like that. And the fact that every time I look online, like, Billy is somewhere doing work for other people. And it's absolutely amazing. Like, he had just come back. He was in California when the hurricane happened, lost some family during that. And still, when he got back, spent literally the last month. Like, we haven't been able to do this interview for the last month because he's been just completely slammed doing relief efforts and stuff like that. And the amount of service that you do in your local community absolutely astounds me. And I am all about that, brother. Congratulations with that.
Thank you so much, brother.
And that's one reason why I wanted to have you on, not just this episode of Thinking Deeply, but future episodes of Thinking Deeply. Because anytime I am on site with you, anytime I'm working with Billy Dorsey folks, we have some of the most interesting and revealing and honest and truthful conversations that go deep. And that's what this show's all about. That's why it's called Thinking Deeply. And specifically, this episode is about manifestation and our power to manifest reality around us in numerous ways, not just in society, but within our own selves, within our own success, within our own careers, families, everything. And Billy's story is amazing. He shared it with us on Dudes and Beer. True rags to riches success story. Hard fought and hard earned. Correct, Billy?
That's right.
And what would you, through your experience, your learning, your study, what would you say you define as manifestation, Billy?
You know what I would say manifestation, how it manifests for me and how I would define it is, even though we talked on the other show about me having been delivered from being homeless, which is what I know you're referencing, Chris.
Sure.
And going from that to winning every award that you can pretty much win in the music industry and having records that I produced that have topped every major chart. The biggest thing is that I never gave up and I never quit. And I've always been adamant about speaking words of life and words of affirmation. Over whatever circumstance I was in, even when things are difficult, we may be going through a tough time, but this is going to get better. There is a way forward. And I've seen in my life the manifestation of that because I'm a firm believer that what you speak into your life and into the lives of others is what you're going to reap. That's what you're going to actually, you're going to see it manifest based on the energy that you put out there. The Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. So what we speak into our lives, we actually can speak to life. And my story is nothing more than God's faithfulness and that for whatever reason, he chose me to not allow me to stay in a low place, but he's given me a platform and an opportunity. And I've just committed my life to making sure that I use that platform to help and bless other people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, so many people look at my story and what I've done the same way, Billy. I don't have the accolades that you do, but I've lived a long life and did a lot of service for a long time. And it's one of those I truly believe in the fact, exactly like you said, it's speaking it into being. It is the words that are on our tongue. And it's the daily affirmation of goodness in reality. That's what I consider manifestation. And I couldn't have put it any better than what you did. It's the fact that we actively speak things into being. And that is a deep spiritual concept, folks, but it's one that goes beyond Christianity. It's one that goes into Indian philosophy. It goes into actually ancient Jewish philosophy. Whenever you're talking specifically Christian realm, that's a lot of the teachings in the Talmud and especially in mystic Judaism is the fact that because of all creatures on earth, we were breathed into by the Spirit of God. We have that creative spirit to speak things into being. And that's a great thing, but it's also something that you kind of got to be careful for because, yeah, if you're speaking negativity, like you will reap negativity. It will happen, you know,
right.
And we are at least from what I've seen in life through my 41 years, we are our own self-sabotagers. We are the ones who absolutely, make it to where we are successful or not, either by our actions or by our words, by the way that we have brought things to be within the world.
Right. That's right. I would agree with that. And I think that the reason why so many people find themselves in the scenarios and situations that they find themselves in is because they don't understand that power. You know, there's a scripture that talks about the fact that we're going to eat from the fruit of our lips. And that means that what we have in life and the things that come to us, good or bad, are the direct result or derivative of the words that we choose. And, so you're definitely right, man. It's a powerful thing, but it's also something by the same token. Speak life, not death, into every area of your life and watch God manifest that in the natural.
Yeah, yeah. And it really is, at least for me, the case that I saw myself in a negative light for a long time. And I was definitely the source of my failures. I was the source of my shortcomings. I was the only one that was doing that. And it's interesting the stretch to which this goes in life, because it's not just our own personal lives. It's how we interact with others as well.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, so much of how we interact with each other in society, with how we even react to people in society. I was telling my, as you know, Billy, I've told you before, my wife writes comedy and teaches comedy, and occasionally I'll give her like a crazy idea, you know, just like, oh, imagine if this was a thing, and she uses it. And this morning on my way to take her into the theater, I was like, hey, I had this idea the other day of what if somebody had like the best manners in the world, right? But you find out that the reason he has these manners is because like his father completely taught him that, you know, you should hold the door open for other people so that you can see what they're doing. You know, like what if like their reasoning behind doing all this good stuff is actually like some twisted mental concept of self-protection. You know,
right.
Like they're doing it like a karate reflex, like to be prepared and everything else. And everyone else just thinks that they're a really happy person who's helping everyone out and holding doors right. open and helping old ladies across the road, you know, and really in his mind, it's a means of self-protection. So, and we set up those barriers in our mind. That's kind of what I'm getting to, is the fact that we set up the fact whether or not we're successful by setting the barrier to begin with.
That's right.
And it's a horrifying thing that we tend to do through failures in life, through other things. What was it during your time, Billy? I know a lot of it is your belief, your faith. But was there anything in particular that you took with you from your time in that low point in life to now that you feel is a point of manifestation, something at some point where you figured out that you actually had the power to change things?
You know what I'd say the biggest thing would be?
What's that?
When you've been to the lowest point, when you've lost everything, when you've been in a situation where you've had to deal with, you know, everything, you know, sleeping on cardboard boxes, eating out of trash cans, with, you know, dealing with, you know, predators, both animal and human, when you're on the streets, just every aspect of that. When you go through that, you develop an understanding that if you can make it through that, you can make it through anything. So yes. That impacted my, not just faith in God, because I've always believed in God and I always knew that he had all power, but it gave me a different understanding on what I could accomplish. So I'll set goals now that are like everybody else. They're like, that'll never happen. You know, there were people when I started the Bible Project, to use an example that we've already referenced here, that told me what it wouldn't be. And although still in the building progress process, it's not where I see it being. It's not as successful as I know that it has the potential to be. It is something that we're traveling around the world, and we've already started the process in the Philippines. We did a concert there in November to raise the money to start the first sign language Bible ever in the Philippines.
Oh,
that
wow.
Bible's already been created now. It's been created from something that we did in November. It's actually up. They already have people using it. Chris, I got tagged in a video a couple of months back with people from the deaf sign language community there crying, showing pictures of them actually having this Bible for the first time. And that was the direct result of a vision that God gave me for a project to create, to bless other people.
Yeah.
You know, so some of the people that will read that sign language Bible in perpetuity will never know me.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they will never know the person who created it, why they created it,
right.
You know, and right. that in and of itself is part of it. You know, the fact that, you continued to create it. But what I found interesting, because I've had the same thing happen in life. I have, fortunately, you will soon have, an extraordinarily supportive wife in your life and a woman behind you. And my God, friend, if you thought that you went places before, wait until you have that added power behind you. pushing the weight. It is so intense, man. The whirlwind and the speed at which things excel once you have a good mate in your life who is on the same page, moving down the same road, going to the same end. Like, you know, I explained it to a lot of people. I've bought a lot of tickets to a lot of places, but I've never purposefully or by accident ended up on a plane somewhere to somebody to an ultimate end, you know, and that's how I saw relationships, was the fact of, sure, yeah, we're on the same bus. We're going to have fun. You're getting off here. I'm getting off over there. Cool. This was a bus trip that I specifically decided, let's both get on the bus and just keep on going, you know, yeah, man, it is a life changer and a powerful, powerful manifestation changer, truly. Mm-hmm. But when I go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I agree with you.
Yeah, what I found interesting was the fact that you said as soon as you mentioned making this project and making it happen, that there were naysayers. And there always are. And it's interesting that there are. Those are the people that I know that I can, sure, I may tell an idea to, but I'm never, ever going to be in business with that person. You know, anybody that immediately will, the first thing out of their mouth be negative about it, I tend to not be involved with a whole lot. Because you seem like you're really, really negative. I'm a sandwich kind of guy, you know, I like to, cause sure, there's always things that, hey, maybe you haven't considered this, you know?
Right.
And yeah, that happens, but it doesn't have to be done in a negative way. It doesn't have to be negative. And the problem is that can actually cause negative manifestation. It can cause people to settle into a negative mentality and want to not strive for something.
Right.
You know, and
no, I agree.
That to me is the danger. And I think what a lot of people don't realize, going back to that reference I was making about the kid that was doing things for self-preservation, but doing good stuff, you know, the one thing that we have to remember is that our brain, and I'm getting ready to do an episode with a friend of mine that's a psychiatrist about this, but our brain is a negative feedback machine. And what I mean by that is that it learns more via the course of negative feedback than it does positive feedback. It's just like the concept of parenting, you know, or being a teacher. If you've told a kid that they've done a great job 7-8 times, it all goes away the first time you say you're disappointed.
Right.
You know, that just goes out the window now. And you really do have to consider that. It's the same way as our brain will forever remember that one time that we were 4 years old and touched something hot.
Right.
You know,
right.
And society, the media, so much of it is negative based sarcasm. Good God. I mean, I'm a sarcastic guy, but that in and of itself is a negative realm, you know, because it's low hanging fruit. It's normally picking on something or somebody. And that's not really how we like progress as people. You know,
right.
and that's what I'm about, is trying to progress as people all together and to understand that the 9 out of 10 negative stories on the news is going to leave you in more of a state of feeling as though there is something wrong with the world around you. It's going to leave you in a state of thinking that there are other people that have something to do with things that maybe they don't. I mean, just like the same thing with whenever they call somebody the accused killer.
Right.
You know, it's the language that they've used that now makes you think, oh, no, he's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Why is his story even on the news right now? The trial hasn't finished,
Right.
And, it can cause prejudgment. It could cause things to happen. And so much of social media nowadays and people's reactions are manifested through negativity that it's almost appalling to me how much people want to pick and do that kind of stuff. Do you see that as much as I do? I mean, am I just a crazy person?
Absolutely do. No, you're not a crazy person. You know, you and I have off the air had multiple discussions about the stuff going on in America right now. And
yeah,
the perception that if I don't agree with you, that I'm the enemy and there's something wrong with, you know, anyone who doesn't think the way you think. And, you know, the country, the world, the perception of people is so divided, and even the fact of division and racism and all these things, these are negative perspectives or perceptions of somebody else just because they're different. You know, I remember a time when we had people that just because you're a Democrat and I'm a Republican or vice versa or an independent or what have you, that didn't necessarily mean that we were incompatible in every other area of thought. It just meant in terms of maybe our candidate and their immediate platform,
yeah,
we may have a different perspective, you know, on abortion or, you know, gay marriage or some of those hot ticket items. But
sure,
now it is, if you are a Democrat, you are stupid. Like, I'm watching stuff on social media, Chris, and it's sickening to me.
Exactly. Because, like, good God, I mean, man. I read an article the other day that says that we are actually at an almost worse point now than we were at the end of the Civil War.
Yeah.
And when you talk about that, when you talk about that as the morale of a country, that's dangerous to begin with, folks, because that, I mean, everyone talks about fascism and all that. I'm not a big fan of Donald Trump. You know, really not a big fan of how he got in, and the horrible, horrible election cycle that we had that was just a circus to begin with.
Right.
But aside from that, it's the fact of trying to get a grasp on and understand that you need to look for more than one source of information in the world, people. You've got to treat life like a research paper, and there's no way that you could read or turn in a research paper with one reference in it and pass, you know.
Agreed.
You've got to get it from more than one source. Like you said, people are at each other's throats. It's absolutely mind numbing to me. And I mean intelligent people that I know. People with like good degrees and stuff like that, where it's like, what is going on that you would think that this is okay, or that you would think that what you're doing in and of itself, you know, even the concept of the basket of deplorables, to think that is any less than what the source of racism is.
Yeah.
You know, just literally an indiscriminate hate of half of America for no other reason than they don't like you and they stand for something else. You know, right. that in and of itself to me is just a little bit out there, and not something that I can really get behind. I see it all over the place across the board, red, blue, purple, left, right, center. And it's just mind blowing to me. Like we are in a state of just negative reinforcement in this country, and not even trying to empathize with each other, you know, or understand what's going on. What do we have that's similar?
Yeah.
You know, like what struggle do we have that's similar here? Not what separates us, what unites us? What is it that's the same? Right. And on that note, as we wrap things up for this episode, I can hear Dalbus in the other room right now, waking up from his evening nap. So Dad has to go, but give us one more time. Thank you so much for the conversation, because this is what it's about, folks. Open, honest conversation. conversation. Like, Billy is a black man. I am a white man. Yet still, we both firmly understand the fact that we are in charge of ourselves here. We need to be grown folk and account for our own actions, account for our own words, and quit being negative people. Quit contributing to the cycle of negativity. That's what this episode is about manifestation. You know, you can have good things happen in your life if you choose to let them happen. So one more time, Billy, please let everybody know where they can go to check out this concert in India this upcoming weekend.
They can go to yourwordproject.com. That we'll be streaming it there. And if you're on Facebook, you can go to the Digital Bible page. It's just called Digital Bible. That is the Facebook page or fan page for the United Bible Societies. And they'll be live streaming all of our TV interviews, media interviews next week in India and the week after. And the concert that'll be on October 21st.
Fantastic. And Billy, he's also the host of Marathon Mondays on the radio in Houston. What's the channel for that?
It's on KYND Radio. And it's every Monday at 5 p.m.
Make sure to check that out. Great show, talking about the same thing we're talking about here, just social issues, things going on in the world, and that palm on the face moment that we seem to be having oh so readily as an American society. Billy, I hope to have you on again soon. Until next time, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other, everybody. Bye-bye. Godspeed.
Thanks for listening to this installment of Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. Tune in next time for more deep introspection, contemplative thought, and general musings on humanity and life, right here on Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. Like what you heard? Feel free to tune into the other content by Dudes and Beer on dudesandbeer.com. Our content is also available on the Spreaker Market, as well as SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and your favorite podcast app. Dudes and Beer is a proud member of the Revolution Digital Group family of podcasts. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. And until next time, drink responsibly.